Julia Louis-Dreyfus has won 6 Emmys for lead actress in a comedy. That is more than any other female actor. 5 of those Emmys were for her work on the HBO show she stars in, Veep. She plays a woman named Selina Meyer, a woman who is also the vice president when the show starts. When we talked the other day, Julia Louis-Dreyfus told me that growing up in D.C. and later living here in L.A. helped her play the role, because the two places are a lot alike.
I think I understand the insular nature of Washington in terms of, you know, there's an inside the beltway mentality, not dissimilar from Hollywood. It feels like it's the only thing that matters. All the time you're selling a brand of yourself.
She also did a lot of research to play a vice president. She talked to lobbyists and senators and former vice presidents.
I really tried to ask questions that would sort of get at what is the human experience of this position. Nothing about policy or anything like that, but just about what's it like day to day?
Do you feel overlooked?
Yes. And it was also interesting to just watch them not answer or read between the lines. And, you know, the whole thing is fascinating just from a
behavioral point
of view. Yeah.
I mean, one of the things about this show is that, well, on this one hand, it is this totally absurd depiction about what insider Washington is like. It can be pretty on the money. What do Washington people say to you about the show? Like, when you go to Washington or do things like the White House Correspondents' Dinner, you know, do people come up to you and they're like, oh, my God, that's so spot on?
Yes.
Yeah.
And both sides of the aisle do. You know, on the show, we have never identified party.
Yeah.
We have just reaped so much benefit from that because everybody is invited to the party. So both sides of the aisle think that we are making fun of the other party.
Uh-huh.
And so I've had very conservative people, very Republican, very Democrat, very liberal, the gamut, come up to me and say either that they like the show, that they're the Dan, they're Amy, that my boss is Selena, you can't imagine, I know this Jonah. They identify with it, which is super fun. I love that.
Veep is now in its 6th season. Here's what's happened so far. After a couple seasons as vice president, Selina Meyer actually becomes president for a hot minute, but then she does not get reelected. In this new season, she and her posse of staffers and former staffers, Dan, Amy, Jonah, and others, are trying to figure out what to do next. And a lot of people are comparing that story to Hillary Clinton. But Louis-Dreyfus says the show was written before the election, and there are a lot of other comparisons that can be made.
Barack Obama is also in a post-presidential phase right now.
Yeah.
And his speaking fees and his book advances are in the news. And,
right.
And it's very much a part of what we're doing on our show.
Right. The presidential library. The
presidential library. The Meyer Fund for, you know, adult literacy and AIDS and now the spreading of global democracy. I mean.
Right. Which sounds a lot like the Clinton Foundation. Yeah. I mean, there's stuff that's obviously like taken from the news already.
Well, or taken from history.
Yeah.
I mean, people, there is post-presidential life. You
yeah.
don't just fall off the face of the earth. Now, Selina Meyer is very, very ambitious, and she has a huge chip on her shoulder, so there's a lot of mileage there as well.
To be funny. She's also, this character can be a pretty horrible person.
Oh, yes, she's terrible, yeah.
Yeah. Is it just, I mean, are there times where you're just like, wow, that's really awful. Like when she tells her own daughter, like, you can't get pregnant.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is about me. You know, I mean, that's got to be kind of,
yeah, I mean, we all sort of wince. Very often there are lines that are so foul and nasty and mean-spirited that we all sort of die a little bit. We all, you know, there's always this look. But, you know, you need to know the group itself of actors and writers are incredibly kind and nice. They are the absolute opposite of the characters that they play.
And then there's the truly great relationship of the show, of course, which is the one between Selina and her body man, Gary.
Yeah.
Who's played by Tony Hale. He adores her. He is so loyal to her. And she is so awful to him.
Yes.
Let's just take a listen. This is from this new season when she thinks that even after losing the presidency that she's going to run again. And, of course, the first person she tells is Gary.
I'm going to run for president again.
That is a great idea.
I know.
I think you're definitely ready for this.
Yeah, I feel so great about this.
You should.
Yeah.
So he's saying, you're definitely ready for this, but, like, to see him in this moment, his face.
He means the opposite.
The two of you, the way your bodies work together is just this, like, dance that tells us so much about this relationship. Do you rehearse a lot? Are you guys at the point where you just, like, have a chemistry that just happens?
Well, thank you. We do have a chemistry. We're very good friends, and we rehearse a lot.
Yeah, okay. So it's all of those things.
Yeah, it's all of those things. But in that case, that scene that you just played was a very sort of intimate one, which meant we were very up close to each other. And I will say that Tony Hale's notorious for breaking in a scene.
Oh.
And so that's often why we also have to rehearse a lot, is for him to sort of get that out of his system.
Really?
Yeah.
He just can't help but laughing at what's happening.
I'm telling you, he's the biggest fan of the show.
Is he really?
Yeah, he really digs it.
There's so many things about him that are great, but, like, the one of the things is, like, she'll say something and then his face, like, is the punctuation. Like, she says something, he's like, mm-hmm, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah, it's sort of in tandem. We're like, it's like bicycle built for two.
You know, there's one thing I was wondering. There's a point in this season, you know, as we said, she's decided she's going to run again. Gary's like, that's a great idea, but it's not. And then she talks to sort of a more trusted aide, Ben, who's like, you can't do this. You cannot run for president. And, you know, she sort of pauses for a beat or two. And then she's like, oh, I was just kidding.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't watch you lose again. There's nobody out there who wants to see a Meyer comeback, Selena. It's over.
Well, I was speaking hypothetically.
You know, she's a person who never wants to let her guard down. I mean, every once in a while there's a crack in that. But is it frustrating to play someone who doesn't let herself be vulnerable ever?
Oh, I think she's very vulnerable. I think she's incredibly brittle and just covers it up like crazy. So in that moment, in fact, it was a very crushing moment for her. But she didn't show it. You know what she's like? It's like a toothpaste tube and you put holes in it and then you squeeze a toothpaste tube and toothpaste goes out in lots of different directions and you didn't expect it. I feel like that's what she's like with her emotional life.
Mm-hmm. We talked about how, you know, the decision for her to not run again sort of got that, you know, you get that out of the way early on in the season. So
right.
We know that this is going to be about kind of a post-presidency and the libraries and the speaking fees and the book.
Right.
But you have to wonder then, where could she go next? Like, what are the, you know, what could she be? Who could Selena be next?
Right. Well, that's what we explore all season.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah. All right. So we'll just keep watching. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, thank you so much.
Thank you.